It's Sunday on One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. Here are all the poems from this week. A chance to listen again or catch what you missed. Shake It Up. I water my plants to feed myself. I feel my toes expand, my neck release, my lungs make room for air. We're not under the boot, but we feed it. Layla Khalid said revolution must mean life. In all forms. So I dream of life, in the plants I feed, in my daughter's wet hair I comb after she swims, in my mother's hands as she towels off the dog who shakes, covering us with water, and we squeal in unison as we recall life and revolt. By Maggie Devers. What's wrong with my heart? My heart is a little broken. Sometimes it does too much ticking and not enough talking. It's an electrical signal disruption, they tell me. I take my tablets every day and they help, most of the time. But I worry. I can't help it. Over the years, this poor heart of mine has been shattered so many times. It has been battered, bruised, ached so badly I was sure I would die. It has expanded and contracted. Been scorched by flames I mistook for lasting warmth. Still, I will continue to take my tablets and whisper to my heart in the night, as if it were a fragile bird. Beat on, sweetheart. Beat on. By Jillian Shields. A few weeks into the dreams. Back then, a few bodies ago, you knew how to get your dreams delivered. You would sleep in the shape of a question mark, and the empty side of the bed would be the silent answer. Now the silence is broken by you answering the door late, groggy. Now dreams are strangers' hands with covered faces, leaving a parcel on the doorstep, untouched, which you find too late, with the doorbell's ring muffled. You're asking for more than you need. You lie that it's broken and you're reimbursed and keep these dreams. You lie to yourself. You don't want them. You don't know where to put them. Fragile, this way up. They are now half used and tucked beneath your unmade bed. Now the dreamfulness wakes you up at odd hours of the night, with that shudder, as if you're dreaming that you're falling or flying, and then stop. Nothing is enough. The nothing is too much. You can't say no to them, although you can't say yes to them. And follow them through. That would spoil these dreams. Besides, they're not even yours. Kind of. Sleeping with outdoor clothes on has got you dreaming of the bubble wrap these dreams came in. You never finish bursting the bubbles. Your room smells of plastic. In the next few sleeps, you want no more dreams. You want the sound of burst bubbles instead. Not foam. But seconds of spindrift spittle. Throw it all out except the wrapping, a choking hazard. Only then can you wrap it all up. Forget all the forgetting. Stop feeling those dreams and that body as your own. Sleep on your back, straightened, correctly, staring at the ceiling. Sleep like a few bodies ago, some body on a commute, delivered, daydreaming of no longer dreaming. Onwards, straight ahead, correctly. The bubbles don't all burst. By Jorge Lopez Llorente. Benedict Fruit. The goose hisses in its ivory crochet suit, sauntering the stoned road. A flint of light bathing the pigeon's pearls. The town's brute animal, its local needful. Lazy Pal might have carved off some of its Benedict fruit. The goose grasps the pigeon's wing, hums a ballad, makes a sorrowful scene down the mountain, towards the spring. Cut him some slack, swallows him clean. Local conflict nicely solved, left neither a wing nor the clumsy thief seen. By Yonsiri Rojas. Disjointed conversations. Because I saw that obligatory smile. I am dismembering the foot in my mouth. Your eyes like to wander in the middle of my lame anecdote. So here's my prosthetic humor. So I can fake it enough to make it. How about you write me a technical manual on how to be? So in between the jargon, I can mourn the parts of me that don't fit in. You took me in before, spitting me out. I'm a mishmash of mismatched ingredients. Preheating the oven to bake foreign philosophies into my own. I hoped you'd see me, but I guess now I'm in between crystal glasses of wine, so I can see through this dismembering of the foot in my mouth, the burning off of offensive quirks, the flogging of my delinquent idiosyncrasies, the branding of new philosophies. My drunk mind was always more imaginative, so I'm drinking 4% beer, dreaming up a version of reality where your attention doesn't wander off in the middle of my syllables. The only visions that matter are the ones you have of me in the right lens. Did you get my good side? I am dreaming up a version of reality where I am solid enough to be elusive, and you don't have to see through me and my bullshit. I am mourning the parts of me that don't fit in. Do you get it? By Jean Watugu.
Human nature. In the stillness of the awakening forest, where twilight dances with the dawn, human hearts pulse beneath the light rays, piercing the gloom like fragile promises. We wander, shadows flickering among blooms, breathing in the sweet scent of renewal, lost in the echo of stories yet to unfold. Together, we tread the sun-dappled paths, where branches stretch to embrace the light, and the wind carries whispers of ancient hope. Beneath the canopy, we are fleeting spirits, our laughter a fragile melody swallowed by the weight of memories, as the darkness lingers, a haunting fragrance blooming with spring. In this gentle light, we find our place. Two beings woven with the wild, our dreams intertwined like ivy on the brink of life, yet always reminded of the fragile line between warmth and the void, where every breath is a testament to our bond, illuminated by the rays that pierce the night as spring unfurls, urging us to remember that even in shadows, we are drawn together. Bound by the cycle of light and dark. By Katie Mae Fincham. In the hot spring locker room, I saw naked women scrubbing salted skin as my mother ushered me past. Eyes lingered on bodies raw and round, breasts dangling, bellies drooping, stretched scars and stretch marks painted in different shades. Clay earth, bruised skin, blue vein. My own body was a girl's then. Still, I'd graduated from running naked through my home to needing to hide myself. I barely remembered the bloom of my own mother's breast that fed me. She too, now dressed behind closed doors, unable to know or to teach being seen without sex or shame or desire. Even now in a locker room I cover quickly, but long to be these women. Limbs sloughed pink after sinking heavy into a hot spring. I can hear their breathy sighs as water carves rivers over curves. Their soft whispers, saying simply, yes. By Haley DiRenzo.
Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.